Justice Goldberg is on 9-0.
All right, I've got Miss McCone in here with me now, and I'll take this one, but I don't take any more unless it's a problem.
Thank you.
President?
Hello, Arthur.
I want to congratulate you on an outstanding speech and wish you a happy new year.
You're mighty wonderful, and I sure appreciate it, and did the best I could.
You had me applauding when, as a justice of the court, I should refrain from applauding.
No, I saw a good many of those folks applauding. You've taught them how.
Well, it was fine. It was outstanding.
Somebody told me he got upset about my 35-hour thing.
Oh, for goodness sakes. You can tell George Meany that you were more liberal than I probably would have been with him.
Well, I took all of his speech. I don't know what's...
You went overboard on that overtime provision.
Yeah.
You ought to have been delighted about that.
I thought so. I don't understand it.
Who said this?
Word said it, Meany said it.
I wouldn't pay any attention to that. You went on the overtime, which is more than they had hoped for. More than that. I can tell you that. I just talked to Dave Dubinsky, who says he's standing up cheering. He called me from New York to tell me what he thought about it.
That's wonderful.
So don't be concerned about that. I think that that's the least you could have done in light of to show a balance in light of your what you said. You gave a terrific New Deal speech. Reminded me of Franklin Roosevelt.
Well, thank you.
I wouldn't be at all...
You and Goldwater both say that I'm like Roosevelt, so I'm complimenting.
Well, it isn't a bad thing to be said about it.
No, it's mighty good, I think.
Mm.
I think it's mighty best you could say.
I'd be delighted to have someone say that I'm a little bit like Louis Brandeis.
Well, you are.
That would be a great compliment.
You are, my friend, and you're a wonderful man. I appreciate it.
Well, I just wanted you to know.
Give your girl my love.
Yes, you give
Bye.
Lady Bird my
Bye.
Love, too.
Bye.
Bye.